Health officials say it's unlikely COVID or the vaccine is related to the mysterious hepatitis cases. Officials are looking into growing reports of the so-called Paxlovid rebound, and MA plans are denying care and payment that traditional Medicare covers. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
After a growing number of reports of COVID symptoms returning after taking a dose of Pfizer's antiviral drug Paxlovid, regulators are seeking answers. A National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases official told Bloomberg that it's a priority and that the agency is discussing plans to study the reports. Paxlovid has become a key tool in the fight against COVID. If taken a few days after symptoms and a positive test, the medication has been shown to significantly reduce an individual's risk of severe symptoms and hospitalization. But there are some new reports of patients' symptoms returning after the 5-day course of the medication, and at a more significant level than before taking it. Pfizer, the maker of Paxlovid, did report during clinical trials that a small number of patients had symptoms return after being treated with the drug, but not at higher rates than the placebo patients. Some experts say a longer treatment course could be a solution. Meanwhile, on the COVID prevention front, last week, Moderna asked the Food and Drug Administration to extend the emergency use authorization for its COVID vaccine to kids under age 5. Pfizer and BioNTech are expected to follow suit within weeks. Although the FDA has told Congress it won't delay vaccine approval for this age group, the agency has also said it would like to consider applications at the same time and has set dates to do so in June. This timeline is incredibly frustrating for parents who are anxious to get their young children immunized, especially as cases of the Omicron subvariant have been increasing. Pediatricians will be more heavily relied on to administer vaccines to this age group, compared with the rollout for older children and adults, where many immunizations were given at retail pharmacies. Many states have laws that don't allow pharmacists to administer shots to kids 3 and under, who make up 60% of the 19 million kids under age 3. Medicare Advantage plans are denying services that would otherwise be covered for seniors on traditional Medicare. A report from the Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General found that MA plans denied 13% of prior authorization requests and 18% of payment requests that meet Medicare coverage standards. According to critics, the MA payment model encourages insurers to deny care to increase profits. As growing numbers of seniors choose these plans, the Inspector General is concerned about access to care. The report analyzed prior authorizations and payment denials during the first week in June 2019 for the 15 largest MA payers, including UnitedHealthcare, CVS, Humana, Kaiser Permanente, and Anthem. These plans cover more than 80% of the country's 26 million MA beneficiaries. The report found several instances where insurers incorrectly denied prior authorizations, like for a $112 walker for a 76-year-old because the beneficiary had a cane within the last 5 years. Plans most frequently denied payments for MRIs and CT scans, post-acute care in skilled nursing facilities, and care in inpatient rehabilitation facilities. The Better Medicare Alliance, which represents MA plans, reacted to the report, saying that it's focused on a narrow sample, but it does support efforts to improve the prior authorization process. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services agreed with the report's findings and recommendations. Separately, a day after this report came out, CMS finalized plans to increase oversight of MA plans, including increasing oversight of third-party marketing of plans and requiring proof of adequate provider networks before the agency approves plans or expansions. Health officials are saying it's unlikely the mysterious cases of hepatitis in children worldwide are linked to either COVID infection or the vaccine. The cases of liver inflammation haven't been linked to the viruses that typically cause hepatitis. Some children were so sickened they needed liver transplants, and at least one death has been linked to the disease. The World Health Organization has so far chronicled 169 cases from European countries, Israel, and the U.S. In the U.S., the initial case cluster of 9 kids was reported in Alabama, but an increasing number of states are now reporting cases, including California, Colorado, Delaware, North Carolina, and Illinois. The cause is still unclear. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying that it's unlikely that COVID or vaccines are related because several kids tested negative for COVID, and according to the WHO report, most of the kids infected weren't vaccinated. Scientists believe there may be a link to the adenovirus, a virus that can cause colds or vomiting and diarrhea. Experts have urged that while these cases should require close observation and attention, it's not yet cause for panic. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, shares of Vertex Pharmaceuticals dropped 4% Monday after the FDA announced it was suspending the company's early-stage trial for a stem cell type 1 diabetes treatment, saying there wasn't enough information to increase dosage. The overall healthcare sector was down 2/3 of a percentage point. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.